Hello, everybody. This is the Archbishop. And as somebody pointed out, and I can't recall who it was, so I'll comment that later, it is my cake day, which apparently means something. so this was probably, this Reddit name was initially a rebirth of a previous one that I had deleted. And I actually already did this cake day recording, but I deleted it because I'm a perfectionist and it came off a little ranty. So we're going to switch it up. Initially, to be quite honest with you, I was going to be done with the subreddit. I was going to just delete my account and move on. And a lot of the community members that I had actually never spoken to reached out and asked if I was okay, if everything was all right. And, for once, in my 28 years of existence, I was honest and I said, no, everything's not okay. And it was probably the most liberating thing that I have done in a long time. Besides, of course, joining the subreddit and exposing so many like scenarios that I wanted to do and be in. And ultimately, I'm glad that I came back. I'm glad that I had gone through what I had gone through so that I could learn. And I think that people will go through stages where they will delete their subreddit name because they're going through some stuff or they don't want to be associated with it or they just don't need it anymore. And in the 2 years that I've actually been involved with GWA, with that community, I've learned so many things. And I think the two main things I wanted to pass on to anybody that's just starting or that is a little unsure if people are actually listening to their content is just don't take it so seriously. You know, like, we get so kind of wrapped up over the karma and the points and the uploads and the upvotes and the downvotes and the who's commenting and that it kind of kills the fun. And that's sort of what we came here for. I came to GWA to get off. Like, I'm being completely honest with you. I didn't come to make friends, to be as part of the community as I had ultimately become. But lo and behold, there it was. And it's been definitely one of the biggest communities that has encouraged me to get out there a little bit more and be a bit more involved and own up to the kinks that I do have, because I was clinging to that whole vanilla thing for so long, and to a great extent I still am, but I got to embrace the part of me that is little and the part of me that is dom, and maybe one day I'll be switch again. But there are so many valuable things in people you can take away from it. I'm having a lot of fun. I took a step back because the holidays were just, whew, the holidays were, I was peopled out. But to those of you that are new and that are starting, you know, have fun and don't feel pressured. But if you do send things, and you know what I'm talking about, be safe. Because there's just something so magical about just getting, like, random nudes throughout the day from people that you like and trust. And flirting is just such a beautiful, healthy thing that we kind of negate because we expect it to always just go somewhere, you know? It's not a contract. but, yeah, what am I saying? Thank you, again, for those of you that reached out. For those of you that are the reason that I even came back for Dirty Girl Secret and Justin sings a lot of songs. This is a burner account, no name, disposable guy, teapot, haggis hunter, bear, lady boner, puff puff. I'm forgetting names. Oh, jeez. Anyway, thank you for being my friends, and for being dorks, and for sending me boxers, and Snapchats, and all of this, like, stuff that people tell you not to give out, but you totally do. And anyway, this community has just been a huge part of allowing me to really blossom and be myself, in all spectrums, not just one. So thank you, and to those of you that are like, who the fuck is this chick? Just you know, go through my profile. You'll figure it out. Stay healthy in body, mind, and soul, and happy cake day. Ciao.